Today is Wednesday, April 1st, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Oh, I had a little bit of excitement, and I'm really tired. So yesterday, after I recorded, I was not in the mood to cook, so we got Chick-fil-A, but I got a grilled chicken sandwich, so that was on my diet, so there's not a lot of calories in Chick-fil-A, so that's good. There's not a lot of calories in a grilled chicken sandwich. There are plenty of other things that have a lot of calories in them, but I did a grilled chicken sandwich, so I was okay. But after that, it was pretty much just a normal evening as far as we watched TV and we did P90X and then we got food. And so all of that was, you know, just a normal evening. We did get a list of houses, though, and some of them look, I don't know, you know, our realtor, and I know we're going through all of this, you know, COVID-19, quarantine, self-isolation, and all of that. And so it's going to be difficult to view houses. So maybe we'll wear a mask and only go when there's no one else there or something. I'm not really sure. But anyway, we did get a list. And so tonight we're going to look through that list and we're going to do pros and cons. We have about 12 houses. And just based on pictures right now, we're going to do pros and cons, or what we like and what we don't like about each one, and kind of check mark the ones we'd like to see in person, so that whenever we can do a visitation, wherever that is. A visitation sounds like something you do when someone's either on their deathbed and you're going to the hospital, or after someone has died. Visitation is probably the wrong word to say. But anyway, when we can do it in person, viewing. Viewing can also be used as after someone died. So I don't know, maybe you use the same terms for after someone died and looking at a house. Not really sure. Well, let's listen to a voicemail really quick.
G'day, Adam. It's Scotty, your Aussie battler, here with the 29th of March 2020 COVID-19 update. And we had our council elections yesterday, so it looks like we're set to ramp up the seriousness for suddenly having to stay inside in Queensland. But listen, I was about to ring you and tell you stop eating all this junk food and fast food from the drive-thru because you're going to get fatter. And then I heard your idea of cooking. One, heavy cream. What the hell is heavy cream? No such product. But anyway, in Arkansas, who the hell has cream-breaded chicken cutlets? I mean, seriously, you're taking this whole eating fatty things to the millionth degree. Do not have cream-breaded cutlets. I just, sounds so gross. However, if you are interested in cream that won't go off so easily, Kathy Bacon put me onto this Reese's chocolate cream. Oh, she was trying to tell me it was healthy, and that's what she eats all the time for her diets with her veggies. But yeah, look for it in the can. I'm not even sure it needs to be refrigerated, but Reese's chocolate cream. Okay, there's my COVID-19 survival tip. Bye.
Well, thanks again for your call, Scotty, as I always do. I appreciate your calls. Yeah, I put a little bit of heavy. So I don't know what you guys call it in Australia. And I'm not, I don't recall what it is in, like in England even. So what they call it. But it's whipping cream. It's like the cream that you would whip to make, you know, whipped cream or whatever. So I'm not really sure. And I just put a little bit. I mean, it wasn't like a huge amount in there. And you buy them in usually small containers. And then I put 2% milk and broth also. Well, that was in my cauliflower soup, actually. Now, the breaded chicken cutlets, I didn't put any cream in those. So I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure what you're talking about there unless you got a couple of different things confused. Those I just did a standard breading, which is milk and flour, or sorry, no, eggs and flour and breadcrumbs. So I did flour first, then a little bit of egg wash with egg and water mixed together, and then breadcrumbs. And I didn't fry them, I baked them. So they're, you know, I mean, they're not the healthiest things in the world because they do have breadcrumbs on them, but they were not fried. So, you know, I feel it is better when I eat at home. It is probably still not as healthy as it could be. There are things like, for instance, 2 nights ago, we had turkey chili. And so it was literally 99% lean ground turkey and pinto beans, black beans, canned crushed tomatoes, and tomatoes with jalapenos. We call it Rotel, but that's the brand. And that's it. And there's no fat added or anything like that. I did a little bit of onion as well. And just make chili out of it. So there's hardly any fat. A little bit of olive oil just to saute the onions. But other than that, everything is very lean. So we had that the other day. And we ate it with, we normally eat it with rice, but we had it with cauliflower rice. So that was, you know, that was very good. And then tonight we'll probably do like a chicken, what the Pioneer woman likes to call is what does she call it? A sheet pan dinner. So we'll take a sheet pan or a baking sheet and put boneless, skinless chicken breast. And it can be anything, any meat, any protein, but I'll do like boneless, skinless chicken breast and then different vegetables cut up and roast them all together with just a little bit of olive oil and then have that. So we may do that tonight. But anyway, I need to quickly go on to my excitement. So as I said yesterday, I believe, I've been having trouble sleeping for whatever reason. I don't know if I'm just not expending enough energy during the day, even though we're doing P90X. I'm not really sure. I was really tired last night after the P90X, like super tired. It was a cardio one. It was like an MMX, like a mixed martial arts sort of thing where you're kicking and punching. But the thing that really takes it out of you is what he calls a sprawl. It's you literally have to go down on the ground from standing and back up and then down and then back up and then down. I mean, it's just over and over and over again. It's very tiring. But last night, I was watching, I've been watching another show, and I recommended the show called Tommy, I don't know, yesterday or day before yesterday on the show. And then I looked at some reviews for it, and everybody was saying, oh, Edie Falco is great because she's great in everything, but it's basically like a procedural, like a just kind of a mediocre procedural. I love a procedural. I'm just all about procedurals. I'm like a 80-year-old man. Anything that's a procedural, like a crime or legal or anything like that, put me in front of a procedural and I love it. But anyway, so maybe if you hate procedurals, you would hate Tommy as well. But I'm watching this other thing now on Hulu called Little Fires Everywhere, I think. It's got Reese Witherspoon and Kerry Washington. It is so good, you guys. If you have Hulu, you should really watch it. It's really good. It's hard to describe, but it's a very like complex story about racism and motherhood and people who have a lot of money and a lot of privilege and people who don't. And it's, anyway, I'm really enjoying it. It's really good. They are releasing it every week, which I wish it was a binge show where they would release everything all at once. But by the time I had heard about it, they already had like 5 episodes out. So I'm like 5 episodes in, and I was watching that and I couldn't go to sleep, and it was about 2 in the morning at this point. And, I'm about to go to sleep, but I made the mistake of looking at our work chat program, Slack, because I realized there was something I didn't do yesterday that I really need to get up and do. So I ran downstairs and I opened up my laptop to do this thing. And then while I was doing that, I looked at Slack. And then I figured there was a production issue on the application that I work on, but it involved the devices that I've told you guys about that are in a lab in the building. And so I had to go in, or someone needed to go in, but all the rest of my team is in California, except for one guy. And because of all this stay-at-home stuff, he's actually in Houston at the moment. And because his girlfriend lives in Houston, and so that's where he's, I don't know, that's where he's quarantining or whatever. And so I had to go into the office at 2 in the morning. And by the time I was done working through all this issue, I didn't get back home until about 5:45. And I hadn't yet gotten any sleep at that point. And I had so many meetings this morning, so I decided I was just going to take a day off today. So I've just been lounging around today, but I couldn't really sleep. I don't know, once once the sun comes out and there are other people, like Mark is walking around the house and Sydney's barking at people walking on the sidewalk and stuff like that, I couldn't really sleep. So I kind of feel like a zombie right now. But I was out from like 2 a.m. to 5:45 a.m. just dealing with the work issue. And who knows what's going to happen tomorrow, because I had to miss a bunch of meetings today. So I'm not looking forward to it. Tonight, we're going to go through the list of houses and make pros and cons bullet points and send them back to the realtor so she can have a better idea of what we like. And that's going to be really exciting. And I haven't showered yet. So after I record, I'm going to go shower and shave my face. And we got a call from the groomer that they're also shut down. And so Sydney can't get her bath or grooming either. So this weekend, Mark and I are going to have to groom Sydney. It is what it is. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.